Well, after a weekend away from me, Dan took Friday off, headed out to the woods.
Now, why do you have to frame it that way?
Well, it's all...
Why is it going to be away from you? You think that was my primary goal, was to get away from you?
What the...
I mean, it was at most like fourth or fifth on the
list. Yeah, I mean, do I have to try to make everything about me? The answer is yes.
Yes. Why, yes, yes, you
yes,
do.
Yes, I do, yes. You went camping this weekend. I admire the fact that you go camping. I'm also a little bemused about it.
I think those are both completely appropriate reactions on your part. Today, the Monday message today is go get your good. What do I mean by that? One of the reasons that I go camping for me was something my parents drug me along to when I was a kid. And I went, and some of it was fun. You know, what kid doesn't like roasting marshmallows over a campfire and just running around like a chicken with your head cut off and just being crazy as kids because you're out in a state park or wherever you're at and you can do that and not get into too much trouble, right? But it wasn't something that stuck with me as I grew up. It wasn't something that I really gravitated towards. I am a city kid. I like my concrete. I like my neon. I like creature comforts. I like all of that stuff. And I grew up and sort of just gravitated to that and away from any notion of being out in nature. And for me, camping is something that has sort of worked its way out of my faith as I have gone on my discipleship journey. The importance of creation has been made aware to me. I mean, it's something that I'm more aware of now than I ever have been in my life. And what I mean by that is in the creation story, you see the phrase repeated, and God saw that it was good as different things are being created. And what you have to understand, you know, when we're doing biblical translation, words have deeper meaning in original languages often than they do in English, right? We think of good. We think of something as nice. We think of something that's fine. We think of something that's mildly positive. But the word that is used there for good is not just good. It's good that generates more good. It's good that plants seeds or produces seeds that produce more good, that produce more good, that produce more good. And one of the reasons I really enjoy camping is, A, it separates me, when I'm intentional about it, from some of the creature comforts that I'm so used to. It sort of forces me to get out of my bubble and do some things. But also, when you're able to just sit at a campsite, and we were at a state park, it's not like we were off in the middle of a forest, you know, completely cut off from all civilization. But when you're able to be outside in that kind of nature-filled settings, you notice things you cannot notice walking down the streets of downtown Minneapolis. And one of the things that struck me, and I don't know why, but as the night progressed Friday, you know, there's all kinds of birds making sounds and doing their things. And my friend had one of those apps that, you know, will translate, or not translate, but it will tell you based on the call what kind of bird it is. And so he's standing there in the campsite with his phone up half the time looking like a fool. But he's trying to figure out what the different bird sounds are. But as the night progressed, then the frogs or toads or whatever there are out there start making their noises, right? And that becomes sort of almost not quite white noise, but it's there, but it's in the background, but it's more noticeable than a white noise would be, right? Until about 1 a.m, when I wake up and I notice that sound is completely gone. Like not the occasional sound, just gone. And I wonder why that is. And I don't know that, I don't have an answer for that. Huh. But these are the kinds, my point is that these are the kinds of things that you notice, this connectivity that we have with nature, the noticing, the being in it, what it does for your soul, you can't get unless you're intentional about going out in it. And that doesn't mean you have to go camping to find it, right? We're at William O'Brien State Park, right? Not that far away from the metro area. Plenty of day trips that you can do into the state park and hikes to go on, go down by the river, there's all kinds of great programming at various state parks. And a state park pass for the year, by the way, $35 is a ridiculous value.
Yeah.
Ridiculous value for the access that gets to you. But it reminds us also that in our humanity, in our personal creation, we were designed and we were seen to be good, which means that we have a responsibility to produce more good. Yes, we in and each of ourselves are a good creation, but we are a good creation designed to bring about more good. And sometimes that's through family, and sometimes that's through your career or your vocation or whatever. And sometimes it's just the way that you position yourself towards the people that you run into out of nowhere on the street, right? We are designed to be beings that do good, that are not just for ourselves, not just, you know, how do I do something that's going to benefit me?
Yeah.
How do I convince you that this thing that I'm pitching at you actually is going to be good for you, even though it's really good for me? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about doing good for others, doing good for the creation around us, doing good for the people we love and often for the people we don't love so much. How do we be beings that go find our good and remind ourselves to be doing good on a day-to-day basis? And these are the kinds of things that I think about, that I find connectivity to when I go camping, and it's what keeps me going camping, even though there's plenty of inconveniences and it poured rain Saturday night into Sunday. So all of our stuff got wet and you had to go home and try to dry everything out. Yeah. And it was windy on Sunday. So everything I tried to dry out, tried to go airborne on me. There's a lot of,
stuff. Do you think it's there's something about nature that creates that moment,
yes,
that clarity, or do you think it's the fact that, like, you're separating yourself from the light?
Yes.
It's both.
I think it's both. Right. I think there is something.
But is there magic? Like, could you achieve this if you gave me your phone on Friday night?
First of all, if you ever try to take my phone, I'll break your arm. Secondly, I do really think that it's a combo platter. I think if you just locked yourself away in a room with no contact with anything or anybody, I don't think that's the same experience as getting away into creation, into stuff that isn't in our heads, that's just there being, right? The animals, the trees, the plant life, the rivers, the lakes, all of this, they're just being. They're just there. It isn't, you know what I'm saying? It's not actively trying to do anything to or for us. It's just there.
It's just
for
being,
us to experience, for us to be reminded of that we are here to care for. And for us to remember that the caring for creation includes each other.
Yeah.
All of that. My friend is, he would call himself an atheist. I always call him an agnostic. We have the most wonderful conversations about spirituality and about life. And absolutely had several of those conversations over the course of this weekend. Also something that wouldn't happen if we weren't intentional about going and doing this trip. So
I do think there is magic, you know, in I always describe myself as a great indoorsman. The outdoors.
That label has been slapped on. I texted
You've been
a group
received
of people.
That
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, I texted a group of people over the weekend with pictures of me out in the state park going, yeah, that noted indoorsman bit. Here you go.
There is something that happens, though. Like, it's part of why I like to ride my bike.
Sure.
And there is, and I like to do it in a way that I can hear the wind and I can hear the birds and I can hear the rustling of the leaves. Like, there's something about being, you have to be in it. You can't just be walking in it with earbuds.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't have to be camping. There's all kinds of activities, but it's about being out in nature, in the world, outside of your normal routine.
That's why when you say it doesn't have to be camping, it maybe has to be camping for you. It maybe has,
right,
you
for
know
me,
what I
it
mean?
Maybe, yeah.
Like, it has to be something, and maybe if you're a city person, it means you got to go to Duluth or Mankato or Stearns County and go wander around the, you know, the granite pits. Like, there's something about getting out of yourself that's part of that, too.
Yep, precisely. And in doing that, I think we are strongly reminded of the good that is in us and the good that we can be doing for others. That's why I call it go get your good.
Go get your good. Really interesting. Fishing, hunting, hiking all accomplish the same thing.
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely.
But it is, there is, it's interesting how, in a way, because you were with a friend this weekend, but sometimes you go alone.
Yep.
And it doesn't require
It's a lot
solitude.
Less work to go with my friend, by the way. I learned.
Setup
is so much easier when there's two people there. It's amazing.
You did send me a picture of you two early.
Yes.
Humid.
Yes. Well, it was
a little tiring.
Humid, and then we were just, you know, we're both 50 years old at this point. We're just not in that great shape.
I know,
anymore,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Do you think, like, if I went to a yurt in the woods, would it still work?
100%.
I think so.
Yes.
Look,
this wasn't that rustic. There was a full bathroom and shower area within 100 feet of our campsite. So, you know, it's not like we're really roughing it that hard. So,
Dan, UGEL wants to know if you can achieve your enlightenment if there is a mosquito in your ear. That is nature, too. That is one of the sounds of the great outdoors. Eugel, very good point.
One of the great theological mysteries of life is the existence of the mosquito.
Well, we are going to talk a little later in this show about mosquitoes.
Seems to serve no purpose whatsoever other than...
Because there is science.
I'm more mad at ticks than I am at mosquitoes from this trip, so yeah.
There is science that could allow us to get rid of mosquitoes entirely.
Yeah.
And do we want to do it? So we'll talk about that probably around 4:45, about an hour away. Let's break. Thank you, Dan. Something to think about this summer as you're making your plans. Maybe a camping nature staycation is in your plans. Terry Moran from ABC News is going to have a little bit of time to go camping. Why posting on social media after midnight is never a good idea. And what does the Terry Moran situation tell us? Is the mainstream media straight up biased against Donald Trump? I'll share my thoughts on that next.